The seventh parak deals exclusively with the halachas of the Gita Nasha, which is the sciatic nerve, as is known, a famous pasuk when Yaakov Avinu wrestled with the angel, which was the Sar Shal Esav. That angel dislocated Yaakov's hip socket, and the pasuk tells us right then, Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es Gita Nasha, Klal Yisrael, it says, should not eat of the Gita Nasha, the sciatic nerve, asher al kaf hayarech, which is located on the kaf, which is literally the spoon of the thigh. That will be relevant in a little bit. So Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Gita Nasha noeg ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. The iser of Gita Nasha, not eating the sciatic nerve, is noeg. Whether you live in the land of Israel or outside the land of Israel, bifnei abayis v'shlo bifnei abayis, whether we have a beis hamikdash or don't have a beis hamikdash, b'chulin of a mukdashim, where we're talking about regular meat that's not for a korban or for korbanos. So even a korban, if it's going to be eaten, certainly the sciatic nerve has to be removed before being eaten. But even if it's going to be a korban ola, all burnt on the mizbeach, still before putting it on the mizbeach, the kohen has to remove the gita nasha. V'noheg bebehema uvechaya, it is noheg whether the animal is domesticated or non-domesticated. Biyarech shel yamin ubiyarech shel smol, whether the thigh is on the right side or the left side. Ve'eino noheg ba'of, however, it is not a noheg when it comes to birds, mipnei she'ein lo kaf, because it doesn't have literally a spoon. What it means here is that it doesn't have a thigh that has a shape like the spoon. So when it comes to a person or an animal, we have a thigh and the meat on top of it, the flesh on top of it that is in the shape of a spoon, but a bird does not. And the pasuk said specifically, asher akaf hayarech, so it has to be only with that formation of a thigh, and accordingly, birds, it doesn't apply to v'noheg b'shlil. It also applies if we have a shlil. Shlil is a fetus. This is actually talking, referring back to a machlokas. We saw this, the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who said that if you have a full-term calf in the mother, the shechita of the mother does not absolve that calf from shechita because it's viable. It is viewed as an independent life and it needs its own shechita, even though you shechted the mother while it was still inside the mother. So because it requires its own shechita, he says accordingly, because it's independent, the halachas of Gita Nasha apply as well to that full-term fetus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Noeg Bashlil. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, the shechita of the mother would be sufficient. You don't need a shechita on that fetus. So too, because it's viewed as secondary to the mother, the shechita absolves the shechita of the child. It also takes care of there not being an iser of gid hanasha v'chel b'mutar. And typically, the chelev that is on top of the gid hanasha, that's a certain type of fat, that is permitted to be eaten. However, as the Bartanur points out, Yisrael Kedoshim Nagum Boyeser, we are knowing in Israel on the fat on top of the Gita Nasha as well. Vein HaTabachim Ne'emanim Al Gita Hanasha Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the view that the entire Gita Nasha has to be removed, which is a lot of effort. It's not easy to remove the Gita Nasha. Accordingly, you're not going to be able to believe a butcher who says, I removed the whole thing. They're not believable when it comes to this. Vechachamim Omrim Ne'emanim Alav. Chachamim disagree. They are believed. If they tell you a Jewish kosher from butcher, you can believe him when he says, I did all that work. And also, if he says, Valachelev, I removed prohibited fat, you can believe him also that he did the work. Mishnah Beis, Shaleach Adam Yarech, Lenochri, Shehegida Nasha Betzocha. If you have an animal that had a kosher shechita on it, and the Mishnah says, you are permitted to send that thigh, even though it still has the Gita Nasha in it, to a non-Jew as a gift. We are not concerned that he is going to sell it or re-gift it to a Jew who is going to assume that the Gita Nasha was removed because he knows the original source of the gift was from a Jew who sent it to the non-Jew. We're not concerned that he's going to eat the Gita Nasha, mibnei shemakoma nikar, because you can see that it's whole. Had the Gita Nasha been removed, you would have seen that there would be some surgery on that thigh, and accordingly, the Jew who receives it at the end of the day from that non-Jew, we're not concerned he's going to eat the Gita Nasha, he'll be able to discern that the Gita Nasha is still internal. Hanotel Gita Hanasha tzarech she'ito lakulo. We get back to something we referred to in the prior Mishnah. Do you have to remove to the entire Gita Nasha, only part of it? So the Tanakami here says the entire thing, whether it's on the surface or deep in, there are different parts of the Gita Nasha, the whole thing has to be removed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lekayem bo mitzvos netila, you just have to remove enough to fulfill the mitzvah of removal, What that means is you only have to remove the part on the surface and not the deep embedded part of the Gita Nasha. Mishnah Gimel, Ha'olcha Migita Nasha Kazayis Sofek Arbaim. If you eat from the Gita Nasha, you have to eat a Kazayis in order to be over the Isser of eating the Gita Nasha. That person would receive Malkos, one set of Malkos, Achalo, Ve'in Bo Kazayis. What happened if you eat the entire thing? So if you ate the entire Gita Nasha, even though it's smaller than a Kazayis, for example, it was from a very tiny animal, you're still going to be chayav to receive malchus. It has a din of what's called Iberia. It has a creation unto itself. Then because you're eating Iberia, for example, somebody eats an ant, it's tiny, but it's Iberia, it's its entire creation to itself. That would be multiple isers eating the ant. So to here, even though the Gita Nasha is smaller than a kazayis, it's Iberia, and accordingly that person would receive malchus. Achal mizeh kazayis u mizeh kazayis sofek mishmonim. If you ate from the right thigh a kazayis and the left thigh a kazayis from each of the Gita Nashas, that would be two Isurim. This is Tana's of the view that the Isur of Gita Nasha pulls to both the right thigh and the left thigh. So either two Isurim involved, two sets of Malkos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Sofeg El Arabayim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He's of the view that the Isur of Gita Nasha only applies on the right thigh, and accordingly there's only going to be one set of Malkos for somebody who eats from the right and the left. There's no Isur eating the left, only the right. Mishnah Dalet uses an important concept called tam ki ikar. If you have something kosher and something treif, and you cook them together, the tam can enter from the unkosher food into the kosher food, and accordingly that would make the kosher food prohibited, because he has the tam, ta'am ki ikar, having the taste of the treif as if it is treif itself, unless we have so much of the kosher meat that we're going to say the treif is bittel. If we have a bittel on the treif, then it's not going to prohibit the combination. So the Mishnah Dalet says as follows, Yarech shenis bashal ba gita nasha. Somebody cooked the entire thigh, having not removed the gita nasha, so it was cooked together. So our concern is the gita nasha, which is treif, is going to transfer tam to the rest of the meat that was otherwise kosher. So what's our standard? Im yesh ba benos en tam, areza asura. If there is enough of the gita nasha, the prohibited, that it would transfer the tam to the kosher meat, then it's going to be prohibited because ta'am ki ikar, it's as if the whole thing is treif. Case in Mishayin, so how do we check such a thing? Because it's the gita nasha, it tastes like meat, it's in meat, it's surrounded by meat. So we have to pretend as follows, kibasar bilafes, we would look at it as if it is meat. The gita nasha is the meat, and would that gita hanasha give taste to a turnip? So instead of looking at it as if the gita is giving taste to the kosher meat, we're looking at it as if with the gita hanasha in the same amount. So that side of the gita giving gita hanasha giving the tam to not meat itself, but the same amount of what would have been meat, but into a turnip. If it would have given tam in that, then we're going to say the combination is prohibited. Mishnah Hey, gita hanasha shenis bashal im agidim. How about this time we're cooking the prohibited gita hanasha together with permitted sinews? It's not in the gita hanasha. It's not being cooked with a thigh, but other permitted sinews. So now we're going to divide up. Do we know which was the gita nasha sinew, or do we not know which one it was? So bizman shemakir, I know that was the gita nasha one. I'm going to pluck out the gita nasha, and so we know that the other sinews were not the gita nasha; they were permitted sinews. So now we just have to check when it was cooked together. Is there a tam that was transferred from the gita nasha? Bizman shemakir, if you know which one is the prohibited gita nasha, take it out, and then our test has been no same tam. Was there a tam? So we're going to look. If there was 60 times more of the permitted sinews than the gita nasha, we're going to say there was no transfer of tam, and it's going to be permitted. Otherwise, if there's not shishim, then we're going to say there was tam that was transferred, and all of the sinews are going to be prohibited. Vimlav, however, if we cannot recognize, we don't know which was the gita nasha, so now we cooked all them together, we had the gita nasha with a bunch of permitted sinews, and we don't know which was which. So accordingly, kulam, asrim, they're all going to be prohibited because we have a question. Each one that I eat maybe is the gita nasha, and the gita nasha is not batal. It cannot be nullified because it's a birya, as we explained previously. So each of the sinews are going to be prohibited. But how about the sauce that it was cooked in? So now we have all the soup, the sauce, together, that combined the runoff from the permitted sinews and the gita nasha combined together, varotav. So when we pluck out, we have this mixture of the gita nasha and the non-gita. We're taking out all the sinews, but the sauce that's left, so we have to know benosein tam. If there was tam in that as well from the gita nasha, so we look, is there 60 times permitted versus prohibited? then it's going to be okay. If there's less than shishim, then we're going to say there was a tam that was transferred and it's going to be prohibited. And the same thing applies, b'chein chaticha shel nevela, if we had a treif piece of meat that was cooked with a bunch of kosher pieces of meat, b'chein chaticha shel dag tameh, or if we had a piece of treif meat, shenit bashulim chatchita, so that was cooked together with kosher. So again, we have the same thing. We have a combination. We have something treif together with things that are kosher. Bizman shemakiran, when we know which was the treif nevela meat, or when we know which was the treif fish, we know which it is, then we're going to be able to just take out the treif one, and the rest of the pieces, it's going to depend. But no same time, if they have the tam from the treif one, then it is going to be prohibited. Otherwise, if there's no tam from the treif one, then the kosher pieces are going to be permitted. V'imlav, if you don't know which was which, you don't know which was the nevela piece, you don't know which was the treif fish piece, kulan asurit, all the pieces themselves are going to be prohibited. And again, v'harotav, how about the sauce that is a combination from the treif and the kosher? But no same time, if there was tam that was transferred from the treif piece, then the rotav, the sauce, is going to be prohibited. But if there's no tam, then it's going to be permitted. Mishnah Vav discusses, does the isra of the gita nasha apply only to eating the gita nasha of a kosher animal or a treif animal as well? For example, somebody ate a treif animal and they ate the gita nasha as well. Are they going to be over two isurim, eating treif and the gita nasha, or only one isur, only eating treif, but the gita nasha, no, because it doesn't apply to treif animals. So that's what we're going to see in Machlokas and our Mishnah Vav, no heg b'tahora. The Yisra of Gita Nasha certainly applies when we're talking about a kosher animal. Vein no heg b'tameya. The Tanakama says, Chachamim, that it doesn't apply to treif animals. So if you ate a treif animal, you eat Gita Nasha from a treif animal, you'd only be over the Yisra of treif, not to Yisraim of treif and Gita Nasha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af b'tameya. Rabbi Yehuda is of the view that it applies not only for to a kosher animal, but to a non-kosher animal as well. So if you ate it from a non-kosher animal, you'd be high of two sets of malchus. You were violated two isurim. And now Rabbi Yehuda explains his rationale. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. The lomi bnei Yaakov neser gita nasha. The pasuk that we started out, the prohibition of gita nasha was given immediately when Yaakov had that fight with the saro shal Esav. And right then it says, klal Yisrael, the children of Yaakov Avinu, they're not allowed to eat the gita nasha. So that iser happened way earlier than the prohibition of treif. Vadain behema tmeya muteraslam, and they were still able to eat non-kosher animals. So we see that the iser of gita nasha was indeed, it was prohibited when it came to both kosher and non-kosher animals, because there was only a prohibition of non-kosher animals at Har Sinai at Matan Torah. So certainly, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Isser of Gita Nasha, it pre-existed the Isser of Treif, and accordingly, even with Treif animals, you can have the Isser of Gita Nasha. Amru lo, Chachamim respond, you're looking at incorrectly, chronologically. B'sinei Namar, the whole Isser of Gita Nasha wasn't given right back then when Yaakov Avinu was quasi crippled by the Sar Shel Esav. It was only given, Gita Nasha was given at Har Sinai together with the halachas of Tarfus, treif animals, kosher animals. It was all given together. Ela Shenichta B'Mekom, and it was only written back then at Har Sinai. That pasuk was inserted at that time chronologically, saying that because of the occurrence of Yaakov together with the Sar Shel Esav, that's why Klal Yisrael has the Isser of Gita Nasha. But the Isra of Gita Nasha did not pre-exist the prohibition of treif animals, and accordingly you can't learn from there that the Isra of Gita Nasha exists for treif animals as well. And that's Chachamim to their view, that there is no Isra of Gita Nasha with treif animals, only with kosher animals.